Today is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that we may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In all things, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most holy, of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The gospel for the Mass today is taken from the gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 18. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 denarius. And laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved. And they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou besoughtest me. Shouldst not thou then have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do with you, if you forgive not every one of his brother from your hearts. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel is, of course, a very sharp reminder to us, very, very poignant reminder of how we as Catholics ought to behave in our daily lives, in what we do, and how we act towards one another. The practice of that fraternal charity that we should have towards one another because of the charity of God. To give you a little bit of an understanding of the magnitude of what the parable is all about from as spoken by our Lord, sometimes it's not real easy because we don't know the currency of the time and we don't appreciate it as we ought. It said that he was the first servant owed 10,000 talents. In terms of today's money, that's over $1 billion. It's over $1 billion. And then he says that here that he says that he owed him, the man who was in debt, who had others who were indebted to him, they owed 100 denarius. That's about somewhere around $12,000. Well, you might say $12,000 is not nothing, but compared to $1 billion, it is. The ratio is something like $10,000 to 10 cents. So it's obvious that there, by comparison, there's virtually nothing. It's virtually nothing what is owed to this man who does not forgive the one who is indebted to him. While he was forgiven the debt of over $1 billion. It's interesting to see and think about the generosity of God. The generosity of God towards us as poor human creatures. It's amazing the generosity God has towards us and the love he has towards us, the exceeding love he has to each and every one of us. First of all, God gave us our very being, our very existence. He created us out of nothing. He loved us before we even existed and brought us into being. He gave us, of course, an intellect to know God and a will to love him. He gave us certain talents, certain capabilities to do certain things. He gave us the Catholic faith. And even after we left and abandoned him by sin, he saved us by the fact that he took flesh, dying for our sins to make up for our transgressions when we were incapable of doing so. He continues to provide us everything we have. There is nothing that we have that doesn't come from him. Anything that we can think of, we have because of him. He keeps us in existence. He provides for us. He gives us a place to live. He gives us the food we eat. He gives us the water we drink. He gives us everything. Everything. And the question is then, too, is how do we deal with the fact of the things that God has given to us? How do we use those things? How do we show kindness to others who are in need? How do we deal with others in our day-to-day basis? How generous are we with what God has given to us? You know, the generosity of God is different than the generosity of man. It's similar in a certain way in that there is this giving, the idea of charity, of trying to help and provide. But the charity and the generosity of God is different than ours. Because when God gives to us, it is from him that we receive it and no other. When we are generous with others, we're taking what we have already been given by from God. We've already received something from God, and then we're just giving a portion of it to somebody else. Okay. It's not of ourselves. It's not from, it doesn't find its ultimate source in us, but from God. So we're just taking the gifts of God and redistributing some of that to somebody else out of our kindness or our generosity. Whereas God gives it from himself and he gives it to us as from its source. We cannot hope to be as generous with others as God has been with us. And so we need to ask ourselves, why are we not generous with what we have? Why do we not give of ourselves as we ought? Why are we so miserly when it comes to giving to others when God has been so generous to us? That's the purpose of this parable that our Lord gives to us. God is very generous to us. We need to imitate that generosity with others. It's important for us to realize this, to realize this reality when we are dealing with others, when we are going about our daily tasks, when we are dealing in the day-to-day arrangements that we have. We are to use the gifts of God as He wants us to use them for His honor and His glory. And we are to be generous with what we have in order to provide it for others. It's also interesting to note, too, granted, with regard to material things, there is a certain limit of what we can give. But with regard to spiritual things, the more we give, the more we possess. It's funny that way. It seems kind of odd. The more we give, the more we possess. Because if we give more of ourselves in terms of the virtues that God has given to us, infused in us at baptism, the more we give of them to others, the greater degree we have of them in ourselves. Interesting indeed. Interesting indeed. We don't think about it that way. We are very self-centered in what we do, and unfortunately, then because of that, those virtues don't grow. Those virtues don't grow. And so it is. So it is in our life. We go through this life, this relatively short life, and we need to exercise these great virtues that God has given to us, these great tools God has given to us. And in so doing, we perfect our souls. We grow in God's grace. We grow in His love. We grow in those virtues. We grow in those perfections that God possesses to the eminent degree. And that is what God wants for us. He wants us to grow in those virtues. He wants us to exercise those virtues. It's important for us to use these opportunities that we have. It's for Him that we do these things. It's for the purpose of the glorification of God that we do these things. It's not for our own motives that we have for ourselves. It's for Him. And we need to remember that as we live our life, as we go about our daily tasks. We are here to give honor and glory to Him. We are to use the gifts He has given to us, which are many. And we are to use them to draw closer to Him. That's what they're for. It's not for our own gratification. It's not for our own self-aggrandizement. It's for God. It's for God. It's for Him. And so the sooner we realize that, and the sooner we work to do that, the better off we are. It's important to us to realize, too, that we need to do our very best for Him. To do what we do the best way we know how. You know, sometimes I remind the children, this is in the morning, you make a morning offering. You offer all of your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of the day for our Lord, for God. If you're going to do that, and if you make that your gift to Him, you're offering them up to Him, why do you do things in a way which is not the best way you know how? Why do you do things in a way which is second best, second class? If it's for God that you really do them, you do your very best for Him. It's what you're meant to do. You're meant to use the gifts God gives for His honor and glory, and you're meant to do them for the best way you know how. And it's very important for us to understand it, to realize that as you go about your daily tasks, that you do your very best for Him. Not just to say, well, that's good enough. I sometimes get that impression when I look at students' homework. So it's important for us to work at that regardless, to work at that in anything that we do, to do the best we can. We do it for the honor and glory in God, We do it for His honor and glory, and we do our very best for Him. And so let us try to remember that. Let us try to be generous in what we do. Let us try to remember what we are meant to do and what we are here for, what God has given to us, and how we need to use those gifts that God has given to us so that we can give God honor and glory, be generous in what we do, and to work for his kingdom both in this life to reach his kingdom, his eternal kingdom in the next. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.